Oh, okay.
Okay, for recording.
He went to Castle Park.
Okay.
He went to order.
What time?
Now, what time?
4:02?
4:02. All right.
All right.
Want to call a roll?
I will. All right. Trustee Clark.
Here.
Trustee Ellison.
Here.
Trustee Moffitt.
Here.
Vice Chair Halloran.
Here.
And Chair Larson.
Here.
I guess there are no public comments.
We do. We actually do have public comments.
Oh,
yes.
Good.
We have one comment.
Wonderful.
From Robert Johnson.
Hello, board. Good to see everybody's here today. I've been working an audit process, checking paperwork, trying to make it more easy for the public to be involved. And through this process, I've found a couple of things that still need adjusted in this board's calendar posting. Thankfully, you guys are on the calendar. I didn't have to post about that. But there's a link that the boards are using to take you from the calendar page of the event, and it takes them to the board's agenda page. And it just reassures the people that there's proof, you know, links that go somewhere that also relay the same message. The only way to do it right now is you have to search the board, or you have to go to boards and commit. It's like five clicks deep. So we're just trying to eliminate that. And I do work on several different things at once, so I'm trying to remember if there was anything else. But I think that was like the main concern I had with this board. And I did email, and I am in contact with staff about it. So I think it's just a matter of time before these things get corrected. But I'm just trying to make sure they get corrected. And then
I'll have who's the webmaster for that? Is that you have a webmaster for the city? Oh, for the city. So it's not a library. No, it's not a librarian. And Robert's actually been really great. He's working with city clerks to kind of check that actually what when you're making a comment, it's actually getting to where it needs to go. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because honestly, a lot of us would know.
So just a reminder, you can actually go on to the Board of Library Trustees page, and you will see the agenda and any public comments there. I'll email you the link to it, and make sure, you know, just to remind you where it is, and that you'll just so that you see, like, you know, before the meeting, check to see if there are any public comments and anything else that's going on that page. I'll send you all that information.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Any other public comments?
We actually got, from Robert. We had two electronic comments. There's nothing on the meeting agenda. How am I supposed to know you not leaving anything out? And then an audit comment. Yep.
Okay. All right. Action items. Let's move to approval of the meeting minutes from January. Anybody have a chance to look those over?
I abstained since I wasn't here.
Just so you, because you're not here does not mean you have to abstain. You can actually just approve the minutes just from your own. Just, it's some information if you would like.
Yeah.
So you're abstaining? Okay. But we'll do that.
Just
want
to be transparent.
Okay.
I'll make the motion to approve.
All right.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Well, I'll go ahead and do the vote. Yeah.
Okay.
So, Trustee Clark.
Abstain.
Trustee Ellison.
Approve.
All right. They have a new format for me. Vice Chair Halloran.
Approve.
Chair Larson.
Yes. Approve.
Trustee Moffitt. Did I get everybody? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes. Okay. Result carried.
Okay. Trustee Clark submitted a written communication on his excused absence from the last meeting.
And so this would be to vote to approve the, or excuse the absence?
I move to approve.
I second.
All right, I'll take the vote. Trustee Clark, you can.
Approve, eh?
Trustee Ellison. Vice Chair Hollerin. Chair Larson.
I approve.
And Trustee Moffitt.
I was late to the last meeting, so I saw that was in the
approval. So, okay. 4:23.
4:23. Yes.
Don't
we're
keep
good.
The suspense next time.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Other business. Staff comments.
Into our report. Okay, so currently we just opened today for librarian one. We have three vacancies, so it's beginning the recruitment for that. It's a 3-week recruitment. So if you know anyone that's interested, it's already posted on the city website. I'll try to go through the facilities.
For what facilities?
It's actually one for each building. So one for Civic, one for South, and one for O'Carran.
Yeah.
And then I'll go through each of the facilities to kind of update on what's going on in each of the facilities. First and foremost, let's see, I'll start with Casa Casillas, because that's going to become under us. It's under construction. It was on a rain delay for quite some time. Now what you're seeing is the complete interior has already been demolished, and so they're starting to rebuild and fix all of the interior so that we can get up and running. We're looking at late 2024 for it to open. In fact, Erwin and the cultural arts team, so Erwin, our librarian three, we've all been having discussions over what the operating budget will be looking like for that facility. Then I'll go with Millennia. So Millennia's also doing really well. If you drive by there, you can actually see ground or basement floor. Floor one and floor two are already poured and complete. They're working on floor three. We're getting closer to kind of having discussions over what's called TIs, which are tenant improvements. So what it's going to look like on the inside of the building and what technology we're going to be needing for the inside of the building. And I believe we meet with a vendor this coming month, or this coming week, the next week, in order to figure out what we're gonna, what technology we need, such as the AV for our auditorium that we're looking at, meeting rooms, everything. So we'll be creating a plan.
What street is it on?
It is actually on Millennia Avenue.
Millennia Avenue.
Yeah.
Okay, is it marked? This is going to be the new major site.
Yes. Yeah, so if you're looking at Fire Station 10, which is right on the corner, and it's like a neon green, it's right behind it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, near the Aries Hotel, if you know where that is.
Yeah, right across the street.
That's a good landmark.
Is it going to have solar?
Yes.
Oh.
But it'll be on the top of the building.
Oh.
So that's, like we said before, Class A office space. It'll have... two floors is library, but there's also going to be tenants with us that will be able to lease the upper deck, floor four, floor three, and even basement floor. And likely at least a higher education, but we don't know which one yet. We're still in discussions in the city.
How big will the auditorium be, Julie?
Probably very similar to this one.
Okay.
Yeah, at least 152 seats. That's what we're trying to go for. Because there is no auditorium out there.
No.
Anywhere.
Going back one, what is the salary range for people?
In librarian?
It's like...
Five to six.
Is this a beginning?
It's beginning,
yes,
librarian one.
Entry level.
Yeah, so entry-level librarian one. I think it's like 60 to 75
years.
Range.
50 to 75?
60 to 75, something like that, yeah. Yeah, for librarian.
$5,000 to $6,000
monthly.
Did they get it right? The math? 12.
scientific stuff.
20 years.
Five
ago.
Times.
So that
I was right. I was right. Yeah.
What did you say?
60 to 70.
That's probably
yeah.
right.
That's correct.
So we did millennia. So that's going really well. That's still set for 2025. Middle to late 2025. So that's pretty right around the corner too. And then we're going to go to Otay Ranch because that's our next one. Obviously, it's closed right now. We've begun the move. We haven't reopened yet because we're rewiring the facility, the new facility. So all the libraries itself have a partnership with what's called Scenic, which is our internet provider. And what it is a pipeline for all of the education institutions in the whole state of California to have 1 gig. Of internet access. And so library is a part of that, and so they've been helping us rewire Otay Ranch from its old location to its new location. The new location obviously is larger, it's 4,000 square feet. It will have the passport office in it. It'll help with the staff being all kind of in one location versus two. We are still hanging on to the hub, which is our additional space. We are likely going to get a tenant in the hub, which is the school district, for a bit. And what it is they're going to open, we're working on an MOU with them to open a new station inside Millennia Library, but it has to begin sooner versus later so they can get the staff ready. And so the station will open tentatively inside the hub and then move over with us to Millennia Library.
A station for what?
So it's very similar to our innovation station. It's a partnership with the school district where we see every, well, for this one, sixth grade class.
Yeah.
In the entire school, in the entire city. And what they do is they learn about, so actually I'm gonna use the terms they use at the school board, which is they get a day of play and really understand what it's like to work in that sphere. So for here, they get to learn about innovation, they learn how to code robots, they learn what kind of careers they can actually, if they love doing this, here are the careers that are open for you, as well as what education it takes for that career, what skill set would be really interested in doing that. So we have that, the innovation station. We also have energy station, which is on conservation and energy and learning about energy careers. We just opened sound station, so that one's on music and creative arts. And this will be our fourth one with them. That sounds right.
That's really cool.
Yeah, and this one's on life science.
Oh.
So this one's gonna, we have a potential partnership with Bristol Squibb. So they're gonna help us open that one. So we're looking forward to it. It's our fourth. I mean, there are two others in the city that technically are on city property, but they're not, it's the Elite Athlete Training Center has one, which is the health station, and so does Living Coast Discovery.
Yeah.
So all of us have one. But it's our next one, and we're working on how that's going to look and what that's going to be like in the interim. But yeah, the move is not going as fast as we'd like, but it's
no,
going.
It's yeah. We're currently finishing our painting of the walls. We have the furniture moved in. We still need to organize that. But the biggest thing is the team move.
Yeah,
so
the fiber.
We're waiting for that
oh,
to
yeah.
happen.
Mm-hmm. So
passports, facilities open now, so we are currently processing passports. This last week is spring break, so it has been very busy at the branch, particularly for passports.
Is that open for anybody who's a U.S. citizen?
It's for a U.S. passport, to get
yeah,
a U.S.
But
passport.
Anybody, not
right
here or...
Oh yeah, yeah. No,
yeah,
you just
matter.
Have to you just
yeah.
have to get an appointment. That's the
yeah.
challenge.
The only requirement is
yeah.
is an appointment to come in. Mm-hmm.
And so right now too, the staff from Otay are partially at Civic and South. They're looking for them.
It's the diaspora.
They're throughout the facilities. Also, you had your Love Your Heart.
Oh yes, yeah, so we had a Love Your Heart workshop. So we brought in partners to bring resources to the community, to know your blood pressure, to understand heart health. We partnered with Chula Vista Fire, and so they brought in, they had their CPR mannequins to teach hands-on CPR. We had community groups that taught, that gave us blood pressure screenings, and so people were able to take home actual blood pressure monitors. We had a story time with animal care, because we know that animals lower your blood pressure, so they had some animals there as well. It was a great event to highlight understanding and knowing numbers for your health.
Is that going to be a regular thing to
we hope so.
First aid and
we hope so. It went really well, and the partners enjoyed coming out to the community itself. So we hope that we'll continue to have it.
How many people showed up for that?
Oh, geez. At least 60.
That's good.
Nice.
60.
60. Mm-hmm.
Very good.
When you bring in fire. A lot of people come for that, and animal care. Whenever we have animal care come in, we have a big group that comes in too. So
yeah,
we're just coming up on our year of doing story time with animal care.
Yes, April
yes,
was
our first one.
First one where we would partner with them to bring awareness to the animal care facility. And we've been able to successfully help adopt out every animal that's come in to do story time with us.
Nice.
Yeah.
So obviously we'll be continuing that journey.
Yeah.
And then Civic Center, before I go over grants and everything else.
Civic Center, we had actually a recent big event with, and I don't know if you've already like gone through the library, but we had the Sweetwater Union High School District Art Show here for the first time. In previous years it was the South Library. This year felt like we had a bigger space here. So if you want to take a look at the amazing art that the Sweetwater Union High School District, the students, the middle schoolers, and the high schoolers have done, it's just out of this world. It's so good. And the talent that these kids are showing the maturity level is just anyway, take a look at it. You'll see some of that art, and you're like, how did they do this? I mean, at that age, I'm not even, I'm barely like
from
writing my name.
From 7th grade to 12th grade.
And
yeah.
some of the classes are beginners.
And it's 3D art as well. You'll see sculpture, you'll see ceramics in there. It's astounding.
Really
they had their show, the award show here in the auditorium. It was packed, standing room only. It was amazing. It was a great evening. So that was, it's on display until April 3rd. So take a look at now. Or, if you don't come back before then. One of the exciting things that we're going to be doing, should I go talk about Memory Lab?
Yeah, go.
Yeah, so we got approval for the grant for Memory Lab. I don't know if you're familiar with what that is. It's something that happens to UCLA has a Memory Lab. What it is a way for people to digitize old pictures, VHS tapes, home video, that kind of thing, so that we preserve it, because that media is degrading. So before I always wondered that too. It's like, how am I going to get my old tapes? Yeah, but this is going to be a pop-up sort of like thing where people can come and you'll get a workshop like how to do it, where you can learn how to transfer them into a digital format. So we're working on that right now. So we're really excited about that. It's something I've always wanted us to do. It's been other libraries have done it.
Yeah.
And I feel like with libraries, it's a natural extension of what we do. So.
And it will expand to the other branches. We're just starting with Civic first.
Yeah.
Because it's going to take a while to be able to just acquire a lot of the equipment, which is sourcing things through. I mean, you have to literally leave no stone unturned and go like looking for like a VHS.
That's the challenge. Is like okay.
That original equipment to be able to transfer it.
Yeah.
So essentially, is it like just? Is it a workshop for people to learn how to do it? Or
no,
there you're gonna do it.
It's
no,
lab.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
People can bring their
yes.
Yeah.
We'll
show you how to do it.
That's so cool.
And then we'll make appointments and
we have workshops so that people understand how to
how
use
it.
Yeah, because we have to learn how to do it too.
Yes.
So
we have 100 videos.
Yeah, yeah. But it's really cool. If you want to check out something, a really successful one, you go to the LA Public Library's Memory Lab. Just Google it. You'll see how they do it. Basically how, that's our staff, Allison Hamlin, the branch manager here. She's the one who's leading the project. She went to go take a look at theirs, and we're modeling it off theirs. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Yeah.
I'm really excited for it. I think there's definitely a need in our community. Especially with just everybody's photos and everything.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, and to get the quality, I think not just scan it, but actually get the quality.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a neat.
Yeah.
And the scanners are going to be much faster than the
Yes. Yes.
I tried scanning mine, and I was like, oh,
you're waiting for too long.
It's so awesome.
It's hard.
And that was one of our criteria, too, where it's like, it can't just be like, it takes, you know, you have one video and James is there all day.
Yeah.
We're like, I've been trying to book it, but he's not done.
Yeah, we got to figure all that out.
Yeah, she was, I think she clocked it, at, and she told me it was like a minute.
Really?
Yeah. It was really fast. Because she did the training and she was just like, oh yeah, that was one of the criteria. We wanted to make sure that it actually was something speedy enough that people could use it.
Yeah, yeah.
So our other grant, which is also Allison, is Lunch at the Library. So that will be returning. Lunch at the Library will return in the same format it's been, but there's also an addition to Lunch at the Library that we had been doing previously, which was we worked with the San Diego Food Bank. And we were doing food giveaways. Partly because it wasn't just, there's definitely a food insecurity in our community and people who are really living paycheck to paycheck. And so what we did was we would get, the San Diego Food Bank would deliver fresh produce, bread, all kinds of stuff. And we had volunteers come out here in the front and really like hand it out. We were amazed at, I think she had, 600?
It was a lot of people.
And they were all, it's actually what you would think. It was a lot of kids with parents.
Yeah.
So
a lot of families.
San Diego Food Bank, we've been trying to partner with them again. Unfortunately, they're not as secure to partner with, so we're actually looking at some other opportunities to partner with. Catholic Charities is one of them, because they have a food bank as well, where they would donate produce and stuff, and we'd be able to give it directly out to the community. So we're looking at seeing that occur and kind of figuring out what else we can do to give the community some food.
Are they really vetting the people that they really needed, or just the people that are free food? No, no.
Yeah. Because honestly, if they're showing up to it.
It's human being.
Yeah.
And you see them. They're not exactly taking extra. They're just really taking what they're going to use and need. So.
Is the lunch of the... How do you do that?
So the school district provides the food for lunch at the library. They have an FDA grant, Food and Drug Administration grant, where it funds their nutritional services to be able to give food in off-site for the communities. We currently only give Civic and South, primarily number one because those were the schools in need, were in that area. But also to the school district, actually, it's even been more difficult in the last couple of years because they didn't have people to drive around the food to us on offsite. It helps them in their need, too, to be able to provide to the community and the kids during the summer and all the breaks. So usually during breaks, like spring break, winter break, we're giving out snack, we're giving out, because we want those kids who would probably go hungry to at least be able to come in and get food. It's age 0 to 18, and we just... give out lunch and provide us.
And we have associated programming there too. It's not just like, we work with partners to like, you know, to work on sustainability. You know,
we've done STEAM events around it. It works really well with, nutritional events. It also works really well when it kind of bookends either a story time or something else where people can just go directly into it.
Yeah.
So it's been really successful.
Yeah.
We have the staff, they get their food handler's certificate and they're helping out with passing out the food.
How often do you plan this kind of thing?
We've done it for how many years now?
It's been like every year.
Once a year.
We do it during the summer, but we also have done it during winter and spring break every year.
Summer typically is where
we are. Realistically, our only thing is it has to be approved by the school district because they're the ones who give us the food. If not, we don't have anything to serve.
That's what I was going to ask. What's the approval process on that? Because I know there's like certain organizations or restaurants or places that donate, you know, their food at the end of the day.
Yeah.
For example, like Panera Bread.
Yes.
You know, some of the nonprofits that I worked with and specifically like Casa Familiar, they go there twice a week and they just on low, like, yeah. I've gone and picked up, I drive a big Traverse, an 8-seater, yeah. and we just throw bread and cookies and donuts, yeah. And then the next morning they give them out to their senior citizens
yeah.
at their housing right? facilities. Yeah. So super cool, but you have to get some sort of approval process.
Yes.
You can't just willy-nilly go to every single
yes.
restaurant.
They actually
go,
audit
your
us.
Food.
yeah. The nutritional services for school district audit us. So they make sure
yes.
that we're making sure that the food's served at the correct temperature,
yeah.
because they're bound by the FDA grant too.
Sure.
You know, so,
yeah.
which is what's giving them the money to be able to feed off site. So, which is nice.
Yep.
Summer readings is coming.
So
to
we are currently planning our summer reading program. The theme is read, renew, repeat. So a lot of sustainability.
Read, renew, and repeat.
So a lot of sustainability programming that we'll have. And that'll take place in June and July.
Is it like a contest?
So basically what the summer reading program is for, so this year we're going to do it a little bit differently. We're going to have like a bingo sheet, and so you can either complete activities such as attending library programs, doing something sustainable, or reading books. And
yep.
then once you complete 5 in a row, then you come in for prizes. We also book performers based on the theme. And so throughout the summer, you can come in and get lunch, attend a program. So we have lots of activities for the families or
nice.
For adults,
yep.
even little ones as well.
So last year we had the grand prize of 2 Comic-Con badges.
Wow.
And
wow.
Yeah, and then we got a lot of interest as a result. I'm working on another round of that, so stay tuned.
Yeah.
That'll get someone motivated.
Oh yeah, they were motivated.
That's in June or
July.
July, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. It just the nice thing about the Comic-Con badges is that when we do the raffle, it's like you get it, and then a couple of days is Comic-Con, so it's like it times out really well. Yeah.
And then cultural arts, you want to talk a little bit about Art Fest because we're going in
planning. Oh shoot, yeah. So just save the date. The next Chula Vista Art Fest is scheduled for August 10th. It's a Saturday. So we are going to make it, it's this is sort of like the soft promo, but we're going to make the bigger announcement that's on during South Bay Earth Day next month. We actually have some artists lined up there already. They're going to help spread the word. But yeah, it's going to be, Art Fest is going to be, you know, you were there, you enjoyed it.
Was it the same time? No, it was in September.
September, yeah, this time will be August.
But we moved it first because we were competing with so much in September. September 9th was like around the same time.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff.
So then we tried to shoot for the end of August, but then there was something else happening. So
well,
there's
Lemon Fest. Yeah, Lemon Fest is the week after that. So we're competing, you know, with that.
Yeah.
But then
with our own stuff.
And then and then the week after that is Labor Day weekend. So August 10th was our sweet spot for this
yeah.
year. So
now we're trying to be the first one out the gate.
Yeah. Yeah. So it'll be, you know, I don't know, bigger, better, but bigger. I don't know. It'll be good. It'll be fine.
And then when is ALA, American Library Association?
End of June. It's coming up.
Yeah.
I know the end date is like July 2nd. It's like June 28, 29 to July 2nd.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else? I don't have
it. I don't have anything
Did
else.
Did I forget anything?
We have, system-wide, we have a sustainability grant that we received. So what that will do is we're going to have seed libraries at all 3 of our branches where people can come in, take seeds to plant. We're going to have sustainability workshops and programs throughout. It's going to be actually starting this month. We're going to do story walks through the end of June. So we'll have programming
mm-hmm.
for them. And then hopefully unveil our seed libraries.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Link Plus?
No, go ahead.
No, or do we? Should
do
we talk
to?
About Link Plus?
It's coming, so you may as well talk about it.
Yeah, so we're about to join something called Link Plus, which is basically a really like souped up interlibrary loan process where if we don't have a book, you can, with one of our networked Link Plus libraries, they can get the book to us so you can check out.
It basically connects all of majority of the state of California.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So,
and then
a lot
same
of the universities
yeah.
are on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we would send a book, like if they are looking for one of our books, we can send it to them, but we can also request a book from them.
Yeah, so that's coming. We're really excited. We're just trying to get all the background, all the setup part taken care of.
Those are hard, like physical.
Yes. Things.
Yes, okay. Actual, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because Libby has a link to all of
yes.
that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so this is going to be, yeah, we've been wanting to do this for the longest time, so yeah, it's going to be great for patrons to come, they'll have a book, they just have to wait and they'll get the book. Yeah.
As they transfer the books, do you have
we mail it.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, there's a courier system, yeah, there's a whole,
yeah,
there's
a courier
delivery
system,
system yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't know how long the wait is, it's one of those things we'll have to kind of figure out, like how long it takes to get from one book, you know, from one place to another, so.
Depends probably on where.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To piggyback though off of Roselle's, if you don't find a book in Libby, you should look in Hoopla.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes Hoopla
so
fills in gaps.
Yeah.
We have two, like, ebooks, and it's Libby,
uh-huh.
and then it's Hoopla.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm so used to Libby.
I know.
Yeah.
The nicer part with Hoopla, though, is a lot of, you don't have to reserve stuff.
Yeah.
There. We pay for whatever's
for
used.
You.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's no, like, holds list on
yeah.
yeah.
On Hoopla. Okay,
yep.
I think that's it.
Cool. Yeah. Very good.
We're not busy.
Not at all.
Oh, the Casa Casillas is the facade. You know how the lapin or the lap is like kind of like a herringbone.
Yes.
Then it was stuccoed over, or
yes.
is that?
Well, where you're gonna see that is likely in the interior.
Oh. Okay.
Not the exterior, well, the exterior will be covered, but the interior is going to have, we're going to, in fact, what we're having a conversation is, it's going to have exposed beaming,
uh-huh.
so you're going to see it.
Oh, okay.
Because it is neat to look at.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is neat to look at, especially because it's diagonal.
Yeah.
It's really pretty.
What's the address?
50
North
4th.
54th Avenue. Right above
it's
Eucalyptus
right above
Park.
Eucalyptus Park.
Right above Eucalyptus Park, right there on, like, you know, where the 3rd and that park, 3rd and 4th. Right at the bottom of the hill, kind of a thing. Yeah, you just go up a little bit and you'll see the
yeah.
you'll see
yeah.
54th.
No, like across the street.
No, it's a little more down.
No.
It's next to those apartments.
Like after, right at White Room, you turn and you're going up. And
you know where the DMV
is?
Here.
It's
yeah.
right
yeah.
above.
Yeah.
DMV.
Oh, sure.
Just cut across the corner there to the park and go up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody
knows
the DMV.
Like,
yes, we all got our licenses there.
Yeah, yeah, because the church is the next one.
Yeah.
Yes, everybody knows the DMV.
Yeah, that's where I got my driving test. That one
portion.
Well, I got a I've got just one comment.
Sure.
And that would be in relation to the possibility or feasibility of having a speaker series. One which would be you know, maybe a trial speaker, but really just try to solicit recommendations from you people as to
okay.
who might be available and who would be relatively inexpensive or free. Free would be better. But I think it could be, I think it could really involve the community too.
We've been working on, last month, there was a KBBS article about a woman who was sex trafficked, and she was actually taken from here in Chula Vista.
Wow.
At the Chula Vista Mall. And she shares her story on KBBS, but immediately when I saw that, one of the conversations that I had with the city management team is just, I think we're going to do a speaker series having a conversation around human trafficking.
Yeah.
Because it probably happens more often than not here in Chula Vista, with just our vicinity to the border, as well as, and we actually, in fact, Allison, Erwin, and I, and Diana were having conversations about what this speaker series would look like, or even having conversations around how human trafficking comes in varying forms. It could be from a boyfriend who you thought was a boyfriend that's not a boyfriend. Or Allison actually had this great example of somebody who was trafficked because she was entering in as a freshman in college, and she thought she wasn't very close to very many people, but the girl that she got close to ended up assisting in traffic. So it was a great way, though, to have a conversation around what that could look like and what parents can do and how that can look. Because I also had this one story that I watched, too, where a guy went to, it was a game. It wasn't here in San Diego, but he went to a game, and his 15-year-old daughter went to the restroom, and she was taken.
Kidnapped.
But then trafficked. Like, and it, you wouldn't think where it's like a very public place, and she's in the restroom and there's cameras all over, but it's also things like that. And I think we decided like it was a really important conversation to start having. So we've been trying to frame how that looks. We've been working actually with the DA's office to kind of bring forward that, but it really kind of looking at unearthing some of those community issues and having good conversations around them. So I think that's kind of our starting point. We don't have a date yet, but I know one of the things that, and Diana knows this from just being at Otay Ranch, we parents have actually addressed us at Otay Ranch as being, because around there there's about 6 different high schools at Otay Ranch, and the sex trafficking is actually a lot higher than you think. Because of just the amount of kids in that area.
Of course.
And they actually approached us when we opened the library at the beginning to let us know that, because we didn't know.
Yeah, the parties.
Yes.
Like going over the border to like really
That's
it. Expensive
yeah.
houses.
Yeah.
That there are parties for the cartels.
Because that is also absolutely where one parent will take the kid and take them across the border without permission.
Well, the friends.
So we just, you know, it's important to, so if you guys hear of topics, especially that are in our community, but that's basically how it stemmed is because I read this KPBS thing and I'm like, oh my God, that happened here.
Yeah.
We need to have a conversation about that.
Yeah.
And I think making it relevant for the community so we can have deeper conversations, but I think that's a great way to start a speaker series. We even had conversations over kind of using what we've done before with the human library and bringing out different types of people who are willing to speak about their experience and what happened to them to kind of share those stories out to the community. So we've been framing it. We've been really thinking hard about that and kind of growing it to a better, a stronger.
So, yeah, I mean, before I joined Chula Vista Public Library, so I came from San Diego Public Library. We there we had something called Out of the Shadows, which is exactly this type of program.
Right.
You know, and it had just so happened that I had been put in charge of it right before I got here. And so I still have, like, all the old files from it, but things have changed. I mean, it's been, like, 5 years. So it's I'm kind of curious to see, like, how much more sophisticated it's gotten. So it's a little alarming. I know that. You know, they're trying to get ahead of the game while, you know, law enforcement is trying to, like, get ahead of their game, too. So it's really interesting to get to, you know, for this to pop up again because it's, yeah, I feel like it's going to be a lot more challenging, but definitely a lot more important.
Absolutely.
So,
would you have it here in the auditorium or where?
We would have, wherever, you know, we'd have it here at South. We, you know, wherever, where we need to educate people on, you know, the signs. What to look out for, you know, how you should be paying attention. Definitely, I think we should have it at all locations.
Yeah, depending on how it goes, it might be something you want to take out to the schools.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
And Summer is really an advocate for
She is
really on the
ball
with us.
Yeah.
So that's, and also we just wanted DA's office to join the conversation so that they can actually give us some information about what's the relevancy of that in our community. But anyways, that's what we're going to see.
Excellent. Speaker series, all right.
God, if you have a teenager, it's even more scary when you hear stories from them.
Well, some of them too, because of being on the border. And my sister had her kids, because you could drink across the border at 18.
Yeah.
And you don't say, oh, Mom, by the way, I'm, you know, going.
Mm-hmm.
And they were always terrified that nothing would happen.
Yeah. trustees' comments.
Any other comments?
I have two things, really quick, I promise. One, I just wanted to say, whoever runs the Instagram page, I follow it all the time. I think it's great. I share it with people. I throw it on my story, you know, whenever there's like cool events that like I think that would interest some people that I know in just like the nonprofit world or things like that that I'm involved in. I make sure to share that. So continue that. That's great. And then the second thing I was going to say is I see these really nice jackets and I was wondering if there's any way that we can get one or purchase one or something.
They asked us that in the beginning.
Oh, really? Yeah, I was 1 minute late today, yeah. So yeah, I'm improving, but yeah. Well, now it's officially on the agenda.
That's why you know, like, I'm already wearing a jacket.
It's on record now.
It's on record now, yeah.
He's just late, he doesn't get a jacket.
We were thinking of Chula Vista Library trustees.
Oh, boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Yeah, it's definitely something, and we've actually had this conversation because as we prepare to open Millennia, Millennia will have a bookstore, and we're replicating that bookstore to be a really a different style of bookstore, so it won't look very similar to this. It's actually going to be very similar to like LA
Museum.
LA's.
If you've ever seen LA's shop, it's amazing.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
The gold standard.
Unbelievable.
Really?
We're going to have official library merchandise, all that kind of stuff. So we're working on it.
Was that just simple? Downtown?
Yeah. It's a beautiful store.
Terrible building.
Yeah. That building, yes. But
I was working across the street when it burned.
Oh, really?
Wow.
So you saw it.
Ancient history.
Yep.
That was a big moment for us, for the library world.
That's a book now.
Yeah, I know. A big, yeah, famous book.
Is that
book.
After the San Francisco fire?
They say saved them because they needed to save the robot by going down.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Way down.
Wow. Yeah.
Cool. Thanks.
Very good.
Thanks.
I think we're ready to adjourn.
All right, 44.
444. 444, easy.